You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. The topic of female infidelity, aka cheating, has been something that we in the manosphere and the red pill spaces have had intense discussions about for years upon years. Brifolt's law, combined with hypergamy and the emergence of social media, have been the perfect storm for more women to actually step out in their relationships. However, whenever we had these conversations, what were the typical shaming and deflection tactics that were lobbed at us, particularly by women and their simping forces? Oh, you're just bitter. Oh, you're just hurt. Where are you meeting these women? Not all women cheat. However, gentlemen, this particular article, it could not have come at a better time. However, it's also come at the worst time in human history. And I'll explain why. Now, this article was published on the 25th of August. New research suggests women are more likely to cheat than men in a relationship. Wow. Tell us something that we don't already know. However, this article is meant to ease the normie men into accepting poly relationships in the future. See, that's the insidious meaning of this article. It's time to forget everything you thought about men, women, and cheating in relationships. Once again, they're trying to make this article more digestible for the normies and get normie men in the future prepared for poly relationships. While the common school of thought is that men tend to stray first, a wealth of new research indicates that women may struggle more than men with monogamy. Why is the common school of thought that men tend to stray first? Well, we can thank Hollywood for that. A lot of the old movies that showed men as womanizers, TV shows that suggest men are not loyal in relationships. However, that has all been nothing more than gaslighting and especially projection. When you look at the number of particularly female teachers who have preyed on younger boys and how women tend to be, I'm not going to say allowed, but I will say allowed to a certain degree, especially if the teacher is physically attractive. A lot of women are allowed to get away with crimes against children. Why? Because the feminists were instrumental in redefining the word grape to where, oh no, women cannot grape men. Because in order for that to happen, there has to be penetration. And women cannot penetrate men in general unless they have special toys to do so. Wow. Just wow. Anthropologist and author of Untrue, Wednesday Martin, said the latest research on female libido indicates that, contrary to popular belief, the female sex drive is alive and well and wants more. No shit, Sherlock. But once again, they have to make this palpable. They have to make this digestible for the normies. So they have to ease them into this. Well, once again, we here in the manosphere and the red pill spaces, we've always known this. But the veil has been lifted for the normies. The new research is correcting false notions that women have lesser libidos, that women are more naturally monogamous, and that it's easier for women to partner for life, she said. Well, let's go back and talk about the one thing that kept a whole lot of women in check. Shame. Shame is gone from this society, particularly when that shame could be applied to women. Oh, it's gone. It's out. It's done. It's over. So yeah, a lot of women have definitely been allowed to go buck ass wild and be in these streets. Then, when it comes to particularly married men, you add a completely and totally corrupt family and divorce court system that says, oh, no fault divorce. Your wife, the woman who signed a legitimate contract saying that she would be your only source of intimacy, is allowed to go out there and get plowed like a field and let Dexter, Chad, and Tyrone lay more pipe in her than a plumber. But guess what? That man is still held to task. He's still held to that contract. And he's told, no matter what, even if she breaks the contract, she will still be rewarded with half of your shit. That's why so many men know that their wives are cheating on them, but they can't do anything about it. Well, correction. They can do something about it. It might involve a hockey mask, but yeah, the overwhelming majority of men who are told that they have to pattern their lives after married men know that those married men are living in sexless, one-way marriages, and they can't do anything about it. Well, correction, they can do something about it, but once again, it might involve a mask. Just saying. Women don't like sex less than men, but they do get bored of same sexual sameness. Wow. Wow. So basically, this article, in a nutshell, is trying to cover and excuse female infidelity. Nothing more, nothing less. Gentlemen, like I said, this article is nothing new. However, I'm going to reiterate, this article is meant to ease normie and especially younger normie men into the acceptance of poly relationships. And let's be clear, something that Barbarossa coined. She's never yours. It's just your turn. Period. Gentlemen, women of today have been given the green light to be as big of a 304 as she wants. Society will no longer shame her for it. Men are told they have to accept this. And if you're a quote unquote single lonely man, yeah, you need to get used to the idea of potentially sharing the woman you're in a relationship with. Oh my God, this is just gold. Now, I'm not going to read any more of the article. I'm going to give my opinion Now, this article was put out at the worst point in history. Why? Well, we're in an economic downturn. Things are about to get a whole lot worse. The social contract between men and women has been utterly ripped up, burned, and pissed on. Trust between men and women is at the lowest point in history. However, an article like this comes out and absolutely confirms what a lot of men internally fear when they do get into a relationship. However, gentlemen, the silver cloud, or should I say the silver lining, excuse me, is this. You will now truly understand that she is not yours. It's just going to be your turn. Enjoy your turn. Let her go. It's just like, I would say at this point, treat the modern woman just like a carnival ride. Pay your fee, enjoy the ride, get off, go elsewhere. Now, me and my closest friend were talking about something a couple of days ago. And I just told him straight up, I have more respect for a legitimate professional sex worker than I do the average woman. And when I broke it down to him, it's like, you know what? I never thought of it that way. I said, yeah, at least when it comes to the professional, her price is up front. She has more reason to actually get tested for STDs because her box is her moneymaker. Now, let's go ahead and look at the normie woman who wants to be a sex worker, but she doesn't want the title of sex worker. She doesn't want the stigma. However, she has no reason to actually get tested. And believe you me, there are a lot more normie women who are out here passing around diseases than the quote unquote dirty woman. Yeah. But all in all, gentlemen, this article simply confirms what a lot of us here in the space have been talking about for years on years. Women are not to be trusted. Period. Especially if you're in a relationship, which is why a lot more men have decided, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to do the relationship thing because that is a stress that you do not want to have. You don't need to have that. And especially nowadays, you're already sharing your woman via social media. So once again, she's never yours. It's just your turn. Enjoy your turn. Let her go. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And this article has confirmed what many a man truly fear in relationships. So yeah, this is going to be another bullet in the mag for men when we decide to actually fight back. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.